Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We stress it all morning long. We got open lines. You want to talk football? You want to talk Lions? You want to talk draft? Call in.
Yeah. And at 7:35, when we get back into the Lions, you know, and we'll talk about it at any time. So if you want to call, text, we'll do it now. But at 7:35, who do you want on day two? There's a lot of good players still in this draft. They too should be a major contributor, and they have an opportunity at 60 to get somebody that's going to help them this year.
In addition to all the Lions stuff this morning, we got AJ Hinch at 8:02, and we want to talk about the Pistons. If you were at that game, the atmosphere, Final Countdown is back. You had a bunch of people at the game, Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton. You had a bunch of Detroit Lions players. I saw Jahmyr Gibbs was at the game. Mm-hmm. And I think the entire Tiger baseball team showed up as well. AJ Hinch, Scott Harris, everybody. So if you were there, we want to hear from you. And then we want to know what went wrong. Because, John, I mean, that is the story here. That as cool as it is to have that environment back, they lost the game.
They did. And there were some awkward moments in that game, especially the way it ended was just weird. Yeah. But I got a text from Coach Tom. I was there last night. The atmosphere was electric. It was really good home court. It was great. And they went back. It was great that they went back to the retro introduction. I think everybody loved that. And that was the consensus at the draft party. Everybody loved the Final Countdown. They loved that was back. The only criticism was the flames weren't as long as the ones used in Auburn Hills.
Got to work their way up to it.
Yeah.
Biggest reason they lost the game, first of all, they didn't deserve to win the game. I know people will point out the backcourt violation, should it have been called or not, and Bickerstaff was hot about it after the game. The Pistons were down like the whole way. And Karl-Anthony Towns stepped up in a big spot as the number two with Jalen Brunson, actually outscored Brunson. Meanwhile, the Pistons didn't have a number two step up on the scorer sheet.
No, and it felt like all the key spots to get momentum is where New York excelled.
Yeah.
Going into the end of the first quarter. Going into halftime.
23-6 run to close the first half, second quarter.
You know, to the end of the third quarter. And obviously,
The offensive rebound and a putback. You're right. All these little plays.
And it's going into moments where, you want to have some momentum going into the break at the quarter. You want to have some momentum going into halftime. You want to have some momentum at some of those key moments. And New York had all of those moments.
There were even moments, like a fourth quarter, one that still bugs me. You get a tie-up with Duren and Brunson. You have to win the tip. Instead, they tip it and it goes out of bounds and you lose possession. Those things add up. Cade Cunningham had a move where he left a defender in the dust, blew a tire. But then Cade doesn't finish at the rim. It's a turnover and Brunson's got a layup the other way. It's a series of those plays where it was the reverse of game two. The Pistons were trailing the whole time. And I just, complain about a call or two. They didn't deserve to win that game.
I may be off on the exact points, but I think it was 20-11. The Knicks had started off hot. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's the foul on Hardaway and he gets the three free throws. They get the ball and he hits a three. They made up six. And now all of a sudden it's a missed bucket. They come down and Cade hits a three and they're tied up at 20, I believe is what it was. I thought at that moment, all right, we took control of the game. We settled things down. We used everything that happened to the Pistons' advantage, and it's just like they could never follow through and capitalize fully on it.
So Sean Windsor with the Free Press columnist, his headline on his story is Metal Tops Momentum, and I 1,000% agree with that. Like, I think the story about the Knicks and not having anything left and the Pistons were in control got way, way oversold yesterday and after game two. I do. They showed up last night, and every time the Pistons made a run, they answered. How many times did they get ahead by like eight? And then the acceleration before the half, it's like, you know, they really showed a backbone last night. And you can pick apart the way the game was playing, the officiating, and all those things.
No, I think that's silly.
But the Pistons riding the momentum, it wasn't enough. I was surprised it didn't work last night. I thought last night was going to kind of be a little bit of a, this is for Detroit moment. We're going to get our first home playoff win in forever and all these things. And that game four would be the problem. The Knicks showed up last night. They did what they were supposed to with Cat.
Specifically, Cat showed up. I mean, to put up a goose egg in the second half of game two, you knew he was personally going to be challenged. He came out. He was hot early. He kept it through the end of that game. He scored 31 points. Jalen Brunson, by the way, less flopping. Still productive in the face of a crowd that was trying to get under his skin.
Yeah.
A lot of chants and expletives. No, that's a great point, Tom. They showed up on the road in a big spot. They answered the bell. And now the Pistons have, I'll call it a must-win game four.
And what were some of the things that we talked about JB needed to do, right? Use the bench a little bit more. We saw Paul Reed's minutes double. We saw Ron Holland's minutes double. Dennis Schroeder was pretty much even, I think, at 30 minutes. I think it was 30 minutes on Monday night. Malik Beasley, that's where I think this team has not had the oomph that they needed from the guy that we thought should have been the sixth man of the year. Tim Hardaway, 7 of 12 from behind the arc.
He was good.
He was good. Malik Beasley, was it 1 3-pointer on Monday night? And then last night it was 2 of 10 from behind the arc?
So the Knicks had four players score more than 20 points.
Yeah.
The Pistons only had two. It was Cade and you mentioned Tim Hardaway Jr. For Tobias Harris to have five and Karl-Anthony Towns to have 31, that's a huge reason they lost this game. And you're right. With Beasley, it's back-to-back poor shooting games from him. When we talk about, hey, later this summer, trying to put a number two with Cade, circle the game from last night as a part of that reason.
So before yesterday, it was four players standing around watching one. And now four players scored 20. Massive adjustment and change that they made as a team and also as a coaching staff.
Yeah.
Let's get some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Michael in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yes, I was on there with you before. Can you hear me?
We got you.
Yep.
All right. This is Pistons, Michael. I just wanted to say they played so terrible yesterday. And I've been telling y'all before when I called last time that Kay Cunningham, he's a great player, but he shouldn't be no point guard. It seems like when two people come up on him, he get confused a little bit because there's a lot of guys was open in the corner when he was going down there, turning around, turning into a center. And, but anyway, we're going to win this series. It's going to be a little tougher than I thought.
It's going to be a war.
Yeah, but I think we probably just want to go win it in New York on the 7th, but I'd rather. But it's okay. It's all good. We're going to win. Did nobody think we were going to go this far? I got $20 that we're going to win the East for $2,500. So we're going to win the East. Okay, I ain't scared of Cleveland or Boston. As soon as we get the people going, the Pistons going. And I think we need Store back. I really didn't like Store, but now I think we need Store.
Well, specifically to throw on Karl-Anthony Towns, because if Towns is going to get going like this, you're going to need beef stew. And Sunday is more than a week between games for Stewart.
Yeah.
So
plenty of rest.
I don't know anything, but optimistic would be where I sit today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
248-539-9797. Let's get to John in Kalamazoo. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Yeah, so I had two things about the Lions last night. The first one is the Tyreek Williams. I think it's a, you know, it's a single. It's not a double. It's not a home run. It fills a need, but I feel like there were better players that were available on the board. Jahan Campbell, Will Johnson sitting there. There are multiple edge rushers sitting there. I don't think other teams were knocking down the door to go get this guy in the first round. So I feel like he would have been there in the second. And the second point is, does Howie Roseman have, like, dirty laundry on everybody in the league? Because how does this keep happening that, you know, Jalen Carter fell to him in the draft? Now, Jahan Campbell falls to him in the draft. But how does this keep happening?
It's wild, too, because, like, to be an NFL executive, you have to be plugged in and know football. And at the same time, it feels like Howie Roseman just drafts the player that we all think is really good. Right? It doesn't feel like he's doing anything...
Yeah.
Like super superior or sneaky. He's just, hey, Jahan Campbell, everybody has him at 10 or 11 on the mock drafts. I'm going to take him at 31.
No, the super sneaky, you know, superpower is what we've seen him do in free agency, how we've seen him work trades, which is what we haven't really seen from Brad Holmes. But yeah, I mean, it's they have entered the, Howie Roseman has entered the, oh yeah, that seemed like an Eagles pick. Just like when we talk about Baltimore.
Yeah.
Malachi starts, it just kind of seems like a Baltimore pick.
But I want to just go through the last couple Eagles first round. So they take Jahan Campbell last night. Everybody goes, oh, hell of a football player. How do you fall? Last year, Quinyon Mitchell. Everybody loved Quinyon Mitchell. Cooper DeJean. Everybody loved him. They got him in the second. Like, these are household names. He just drafts the household names. Jalen Carter the year before with Nolan Smith. Georgia, productive, national champion, front seven pieces. Jordan Davis, Devontae Smith. They just draft the household names that are really good football players. He makes it look easy. How did they keep doing this?
I mean, they do their due diligence. And I mean, is Tyreek Williams the sexy pick?
No.
No, because the sexy pick would have been an edge. But I think it's a pick that is going to make this team, this team will be better with Tyreek Williams as a part of it on you know, the first day of the season versus not having Tyreek Williams.
He is a day one starter, and he's a long-term piece to pair with Aleem McNeil. The two of them will be in the middle of this defense for years to come. Both of them are massive human beings who stuff the run and can play interior, both the one and the three technique, and collapse a pocket. I see the vision. We wanted them to beef up the D-line. Edge is one way to get to the quarterback, but the fastest way, right up the middle. Can't be mad at the pick. If you're mad they didn't take Campbell, I know that's part of the conversation today. 248-539-9797. Hey, we've got the Pistons in the mix. We've got the Lions. Coming up next, can we play the final countdown? We've got it. The intros from Mason last night. Let's play it for people. It's 97.1.